Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Well, 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 it is time for the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation ceremony. It is an extra patriotic edition of the show because, as you know, we had a lot of campus unrest this week. People tearing down flags and defiling monuments. Basically, a lot of rich white kids who needed to get spanked by their parents but didn't. So now they have no respect for law and order and decency and consideration of your fellow man, woman, or child. But there was a great moment down at the University of North Carolina where some dirtbag protesters took down the American flag, replaced it with the Palestinian flag, at which point some frat brothers who'd otherwise be drinking on the quad during the day got out there and put the American flag back up and then stopped them in their efforts to get the flag down and actually took a physical stand. Did they beat anybody? No. Do I wish they kind of did? Yeah, but I can't really advocate for violence on a show this big. So let's just say I'm glad they stood their ground. And a man who came on the show to celebrate that with me, a man who has since synced up with the UNC students and is planning a free concert called Flagstock, that man is country music superstar John Rich. And he joins us now to get the game ball.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, dude. Good to be with you again.
Yeah, same. I know, like myself, I was reading your Twitter feed earlier in the day. You got to be pretty inspired by what the kids did at North Carolina in putting the flag back up, no?
Oh, big time. You know what struck me about it, just above and beyond their defense of the flag, was what they were concerned with is that the flag didn't hit the ground.
Yeah.
Now, the way I was raised, and probably you too, and yep, a lot of people listening, is you're taught about the flag that under no circumstances do you ever let that flag touch the ground.
Yep.
And that's what those boys were doing, was holding it up above their heads so it wouldn't touch the ground. I was so impressed by that that I reached out to them pretty much on Twitter, and I said, hey, if you guys want a free concert when you have your big celebration party, give me a shout. I'd love to be there. And as of today, we've actually now connected, and we're looking at some dates, man.
Whoa.
I think this could turn into a really big situation. We're going to call it Flagstock, Jimmy. Flagstock.
I love that. But it's needed. Listen, I love this. I was saying before you came on, you know, this is not a very serious show, but I was like, oh, full, you know, Howard Beale screaming, I'm as mad as hell, that whole thing. If we don't have a flag, this is not about a party. This is not about a movie. You don't have a flag, you don't have a country. You know, if you don't have a, you know, and that's the part people listening on either side of the aisle should understand. There is no world, no matter what issue you're mad about in this country, there's no world where anyone should be okay with the American flag being replaced by a Palestinian flag. None.
Under no circumstances. You know, I think anybody that would replace the American flag with a foreign country's flag, mm-hmm, I think Elon Musk even has a Twitter poll going on this right now. Should they have to move to that country for 6 months? Yeah, they should. They absolutely should. I mean, what's crazy is that these kids at these universities are amongst the most privileged Americans, yep, that have ever existed.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason they're able to go to a school like that is because America allowed their parents and their family to earn enough and build enough wealth to afford to send them there. So the ignorance of them is, it's beyond measure. But I will say, to not focus on those idiots,
yep,
focus on these young men that held up the flag. Jimmy, I really think that these protests are gonna kick into gear a massive wave of patriotism,
yep,
across this country, on college campuses, everywhere. And
100%.
Listen, if Flagstock becomes a thing, man, I can see Flagstocks breaking out all over the country.
I love this. I smell world tour. John Rich.
Yeah, man.
John Rich is on the line. We're in full P.T. Barnum mode now. Listen, I have Hamas protesters out front right now at Fox. If you're going to open this circus, I can get bearded ladies. They're a block away. We got all kinds of talent in this town right now. It's crazy. Let me ask you this, and I'm sure you've noticed this because I have. My son is 15. Okay, they've made, when we were growing up, it was never in doubt that you rooted for the country. Okay, it was never particularly cool to do it because it was just something everybody did. But you're right, I think, in assessing the situation as such, this generation of kids has been surrounded by people who did not root for the country. So they've almost turned patriotism into like this punk rock stance that you can take now as a young kid. And I see my son doing that. Do you see a little bit of that down by you in Tennessee?
100%. You make a great point. You know, even in music, mm-hmm. back in the day, it was the punk rockers and the Rage Against the Machine types that were all pushing back against the government. And now all those bands and all those crowds of people that follow them, they'll do anything the government tells them to
anything.
Do. And so you've got the other side, which is the real outlaws, the real quote punk rockers of today.
Yeah.
They're the ones who won't let the flag hit the ground.
Yep.
But you got to remember this too, Jimmy, about this generation of young people in college right now.
Mm-hmm.
They have been absolutely brutalized by the United States government. Think about what was done to them during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Forced them to take vaccines or they can't come to college. Forced mm-hmm. them to take their classes online. Force them to wear a mask. Force them. No graduations. And now they're canceling graduation ceremonies all over the U.S. How would you like to be a kid right now? I think that the left and this crazy stuff is actually building and kindling a brand new fire of patriotism amongst the young people in this country.
Yeah, I'm with you. We're talking to country music superstar John Rich. I do think that. I think the yin and yang of this is that people recognize that this isn't okay. They recognize that the people doing this to the country are just the worst people among us. Like if you're blocking a bridge or you're blocking access to an airport, there's nothing decent about you. And anybody mildly educated on this subject knows there's not a moral equivalence between Israel and Hamas. So I think what you're going to see happen is, to the point you were making, the country is going to find its footing again in a way that I don't think we've had in a while. And I am actually somewhat inspired by this. As much as it is the stomach, I see us coming out of this in a better place.
Well, pain is a great alarm clock.
Yep.
It wakes everybody up eventually. And I think what we're seeing happening now, which you're pointing to in a strong way, is regardless of who you vote for or where you live, you do realize that America is the reason why you have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We're the only country that's ever laid that out as an inalienable right to every single American. And so I really think the pain threshold is going up, 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 up between the border, what's going on at the colleges, the economy, the world chaos that's happening. All those things are starting to wake everybody up at the same time. This is going to be a really interesting fall, Jimmy, to see how many people are sick and tired of what they see going on.
Oh, 1,000%. You know what else? And I was telling my audience this earlier because you know what's going to happen. If Trump wins in the fall, all of this crazy talk about undermining faith in democracy, the Democrats are going to say it was stolen if he wins. You know that, right?
Of course.
The first thing they're going to do. Night of.
Not even a question. I mean, they're famous for projecting their own sins on their opponents. I mean, that's what they do. It's okay. Like I said, when you see that Trump is winning in places like Michigan, mm-hmm. I mean, they weren't even planning on going after Michigan just a few months ago, and now here they are leading in Michigan by 6 or 7 points.
Yeah.
The country's waking up, and we got to have our country back, man.
Yep.
And that goes for the Democrats, Republicans, everybody else. We've got to have our country back.
Everybody. So here's the last thing. Since you're out, you know, organizing this massive tour, I have one side business question. Okay, it does cost $90,000 to go to Columbia up the road from me. Don't you think $90,000 is a lot to pay to learn how to go camping?
Yeah, and not good camping because they're still breathing in the city air and they're out there. I mean, it's so stupid. It's like these kids, and that's what they are. They're kids. They've never done anything on their own. They have nothing they can claim that they built or they accomplished on their own.
Yep.
And so this is their opportunity to feel like they're part of something. Mm-hmm. And it's really sad because they've grown up with nothing. I mean, if you go out in the country, you go hang out with guys and girls with high school diplomas that are out here becoming farmers and welders and carpenters and plumbers and on and on and on. You know, they're coming out going, yeah, I'm going to make close to six figures this year.
Yeah.
Welding, you know, and you would never see them at one of these protests tearing
never.
Down the American flag because they're happy they even have a shot to go forward and build something for themselves. When people don't build anything for themselves, they tear down what other people built.
Yeah, they do. Long story short, we're being tactful here, but parents, you need to spank your kids once in a while. That's all we're really trying to say. You just got to teach them some type of right and wrong. I mean, honestly, do you think there's a kid on this UCLA campus that was spanked by a parent at any point in their upbringing?
I'd probably go a step further. Is there a kid on that UCLA campus that was even raised by their own parents?
Yeah.
Raised by nannies. They're raised by after-school programs.
That's
they're
true.
Raised by their laptops. They're not even raised by mom and dad. People don't even pay attention to their kids anymore.
Yep.
And when they don't, this is the result you get.
Thank you. So if you're a parent listening, step up and get your tickets to Flagstock. We love this, John Rich. Good stuff, man. That is going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation ceremony. If you're listening on Saturday, be sure to watch Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Failla at 10 p.m. Eastern on the Fox News channel. If you miss it, you can watch the replay Sunday at 5. Either way, this one is over. Have the greatest weekend allowable by law. We'll see you here Monday.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.